Hi, and thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy. I am a supervisor. How can I help you?
I guess we're holding for somebody, ain't we?
Yes, my name is Cindy. I am a supervisor, and how can I help you?
I assume we were holding for somebody. I don't know. Are we not?
She said that she was transferring us to this lady so that she could explain the situation
I
about the
was I
person.
was I was introducing myself.
Yes.
Okay. How can I help you?
We did not make this purchase like they said they it did. It showed up on our bank statement as $7.95 and a charge of $56.95.
Okay. Wesley Albertson?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Can you verify your address for me, please?
12116 Coin Road, Athens, 35611.
Okay, thank you. One moment. Now, do you have an alternate number other than the one you're calling in from?
No, ma'am.
Yes, it's called in on my phone number, Wesley, so you'll have to give her yours.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. 256-777-6571.
Okay, the number that I have on the account, let's see, hold on for one moment. Okay, I'm checking to see what was ordered. Did you complete a survey or enter in a contest?
To be honest with you, I might have done some type of survey or something, but I did not hit nothing to purchase anything.
That's what happened. When you completed the survey, it signed you up for the like a smart health planner. You
I don't know. I'm listening to you. That should be illegal in my eyes. I mean,
now that information, it was disclosed in the terms and conditions. Did you select a tablet or something? When you completed the survey?
Not to my knowledge, but they could have been trying to bribe me. I don't know, to be honest with you. I don't even remember making the call or talking to, or being on the internet for that matter.
Okay, but you do recall completing a survey. So it looks like that's what this is connected with. It's connected with the survey. Did you need your cancellation number so you'll have it for your records?
What we need is the $7.95 back and the $56.95 back.
Well, the charges are valid. The $7.95, it appears, is for the shipping and handling.
For what? Of
what?
Of the tablet.
I haven't received any tablet. I haven't agreed to take any tablet.
And it looks like when you completed the survey, you entered in a sweepstakes to receive a tablet. What I can do as a courtesy, I am able to, hold on for one moment. I'm just reviewing the account. One moment.
You being unaware of any type of purchase negates everything else.
Okay, so yes, it looks like actually what happened when you completed the survey, you paid the $7.95, and that was for the entry of the sweepstakes, so you can receive a tablet. But it also signed you up for a shopping membership where you receive a $125 gift card that goes to your.
I'm not interested in.
No, I was just letting you know what you. I understand. I was just letting you know what you signed up for. One moment. Now, the system, it will, because of the misunderstanding of what you signed up for, the system will allow a 35% credit. I can override that and credit 50% back to your account.
50% of $7.95 and 50% of
$56. We don't refund the shipping and handling of the $7.95. I'm only able
where
to.
Where is the tablet? Because you just said there was a tablet coming first, and then second, you said you're entered into a sweepstakes for a tablet.
Correct. That's what it's for. The $7.95 is for the entry of the sweepstakes for a tablet. I thought the representative that transferred the call over to me explained all of this to you.
No, ma'am. And that's not in the right on the screen when you're signing up for all this.
So you
fine
you both signed up for it?
No, Wesley Albritton.
Okay. So can I speak with him? It's like I'm talking to two
I'm
people.
Here. I'm here.
Okay.
I'm listening to every word.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
So
you talk to her, Wesley.
Oh yeah, I'm in the process of working at the same time. So, but I'm hearing every word, and I'm in agreement to everything that's being said.
Okay. So I'm not able to provide you with the refund of the shipping and handling. Hold the line for one moment, please.
Is this one
okay? Thanks for holding. What I did do as a courtesy, I refunded the charge of $56.95 in full. You do want to allow 3 to 5 business days for processing of that credit.
Okay.
Is this where I asked to be taken off of any type of list, mailing list, or anything else? I don't have anything to do with this anymore. From this point on,
I can only speak of our company. The account's been canceled and refunded $56.95. You do want to allow 3 to 5 business days for processing of that credit.
Okay, and can you said you had a cancellation number or a confirmation number?
The cancellation number is C like Charles 259-964-647.
Okay. All right. So you're telling me that we are getting a tablet being shipped to us, or
I didn't say that. The tablet. It looks like you're entered in a sweepstakes. So each time you're part of the shopping membership, his name goes into a sweepstakes.
Okay. The shopping
to win the tablet.
Canceled.
Everything has been canceled.
Okay, and the $7.95 is to pay shipping and handling on a tablet that we haven't won yet.
Correct. But see, all of that was disclosed in the terms and conditions, so I was assuming that he read over all of that. And the previous representative that transferred the call to me, all of that was explained.
No. Okay. All right, we're just fighting a losing battle. Okay, thank you so much for your help.
Thank you for calling Customer Care.
Bye.